Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today it's part two of our conversation with the Perry City Administrator, Sven Peterson, as yesterday talked about the upgrade of the Perry Municipal Airport Automated Weather Observing Station, as well as looking at some of the projects, starting off with the Iowa Street Stormwater Project. So, Sven, we will continue here, and why don't you give us the latest update with the Frog Creek Restoration Project?
You bet. So a very similar kind of point in construction. Both of these projects, kind of given the time frame and the seating types and things like that, a lot of it needs to be dormant seated, which we have to wait for the weather to be just right. So I think just last week, the contractor for Frog Creek came back in and seeded all of that area. So that's seeded. That'll be popping up in the spring and look great. I think really kind of the last major thing to be done on that project is some live staking, which is actually taking cuttings from, I think, about five different varieties of plants and staking them into the lifts that were done. If you are down there and see those burlap lifts of dirt, those live stakes need to be dormant, so they're not going to be cutting them for another week or two. So those will get installed and more or less planted in that creek bank. And the objective with those is that they're all very intentionally chosen to be able to grow into that stream bank and stabilize that soil for the future, for when, you know, that water table or the water level does rise in a rain or wet season, whatever, that's able to hold that creek bank in place so that we lessen the amount of erosion that takes place in that corridor. So that live staking is really kind of that last major step of construction in that project. For both of these, I think there's a little bit of work to be done again in the spring, just with kind of touching up spaces that may, you know, not germinate in the spring or things like that. But they'll be around for a little bit on both of those projects, kind of keeping track of their warranties and making sure that everything is up to snuff for us.
Absolutely. Awesome. Okay. Well, thank you for the updates on those projects. And now I know something that you wanted to touch on was the appointments of the on the boards and commissions.
You bet. So the last city council meeting, city council did reappoint several members to several different boards and commissions. So these boards and commissions is really a way for our residents and our citizens to engage in that decision-making process and kind of helping guide decisions, land use, all sorts of things. So there were about five appointments, one to the Airport Commission, Dr. Harley McGuire. Also, Historic Preservation was Mrs. Dr. Connie McGuire. So I always appreciate both Harley and Connie's coupled commitment to the community and giving back. So I want to give a special shout out to both of them for both being on the same page about giving back to the community and serving in those capacities. So also our Parks and Rec Advisory Board, we had Dean Berkland and Jennifer Sprung both reappointed to that. And then Mr. J.P. Hulgen was reappointed to the Planning and Zoning Commission. So again, these folks on these boards and commissions, that's a little bit more low profile usually with as opposed to city council or elected positions. So again, a great way to become involved. So there is a form on the City of Perry website if people want to get on there and submit an interest request for future consideration. I think we do still have some open positions on some of our boards and commissions. So by all means, you can get on there, kind of learn about each of the different boards or commissions and submit some interest to volunteer on some of those. So I want to make sure it's volunteer. You get paid in good feelings and rainbows and unicorns and getting to give back to the Perry community. So again, just want to express not only my gratitude, but our staff, elected officials' gratitude towards all these folks that give their time and talents on all of these boards and commissions. Takes time out of their day, time away from family, And we just really appreciate what they give back to the community and how they serve in this capacity. So usually looking for a couple of people to serve on a board or commission. So definitely encourage you to reach out if you have any questions, either fill out the form or online or give us a call at City Hall. And somebody up there would be more than happy to talk through kind of the roles, responsibilities, and options for boards and commissions.
Awesome. Again, well, we appreciate all the work that you do as well. We've been chatting with the Perry City Administrator, Sven Peterson, today. And Sven, before I let you go, is there anything else that you wanted to cover?
I think just one quick thing, and I'm hoping that our Public Works Director will come in and talk much more in depth, but with our most recent little practice snowfall, just wanted to remind everybody, yes, we do still live in Iowa. It's going to snow, so when you see that white powdery goodness out on the ground, take extra caution driving. Remember to take care of sidewalks, but just be careful as we get back into the swing of things of winter driving and winter weather awareness.
Awesome. Okay. Well, we will definitely keep that in mind. Again, that is the Perry City Administrator, Sven Peterson, joining us here for our Dallas County Let's Talk. And Sven, thank you so much.
It's always great to come. Thanks.
Absolutely. And that's part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.